Out of the woodlands, the hermit rocketed onto the flatland facing the abbey's south wall. Her footpaws drummed the earth as she sped onward with a screeching horde hard on her trail.
Eulalia! Red Wall!
Mordi roared. Skipper Benjo Barbola and several stout young otters of the boulder dog family came hurtling out through the south wall gate, running toward the hermaid who was speeding toward them. They shot right past her, halted, then flung a salvo of otter javelins. Unable to stop, the brown rats stumbled over the bodies of the leading seven vermin who had fallen to the deadly light-throwing weapons. It halted the horde only for an instant, but that was the short, vital time that saved Mordi and Yik. They were hauled through the gateway by willing paws, who slammed the little door shut as soon as the otters were safe inside. Now slingstones pelted like rain from the wall tops, driving back those they did not slay or injure. A great cry rang from the ramparts.
Red Wall!
A shrew mum took little Yik from Mordi's shoulders as the hermaid collapsed upon the ground. She was sucking in great gulps of air, her entire body quivering from the heroic efforts of a mighty run. Rangval and several of the Gausam defenders hastened from the wall top to congratulate Mordi. The roguish squirrel pumped her paw and pounded her back heartily.
Arshur, that was a grand outrun, with a horde of rascals behind ye, and carrying a passenger too. Not even their arrows could keep up with ye.
Hosbill was among the welcoming committee. Mordi passed Lug Lug's rapier to him. A silence fell over the shrews. Hosbill stared at the blade for a while. Then his eyes met Mordi's gaze. Their exchange was subdued and brief.
Lug Lug,
the hermaid nodded.
He was slain by an arrow. I had to leave him by the Riven Oak. They were almost upon us. I had to run with the little un.
Hosbill ran his paw gently along the blade.
Did he die instantly?
Breathing easier now, Mordi hauled herself upright.
He did indeed, or I wouldn't have left his side. We might have made it if he hadn't insisted on carrying Yik right up to the moment he was hit. He refused to pass the little chap over to me. Why?
Hosbill was blinking back tears, but his voice was steady.
Because every Gausam is the responsibility of his chieftain. Lug Lug was duty-bound to carry Yik. Now, I must go and tell the rest of my tribe. Thank you for bringing me his blade, miss.
Mordi watched Hosbill ascending the wall stairs.
Wonder why Lug Lug wanted me to give him the sword.
Teagle, one of the coracle paddlers, explained.
Lug Lug wanted Hosbill to be our new chieftain. That's Gausam law. The father passes his title on to the eldest offspring.
Mordi was surprised.
You mean Hosbill is Lug Lug's son?
Teagle wiped the paw across her eyes and sniffed.
Aye, and a good son too, miss. And he'll make a fine log along, just like his old dad. You'll excuse me now. I've got to join me tribe for the blade chant.
Piqued by curiosity, Mordi followed Teagle up to the south rampart, where she witnessed the strange Gausam ritual. Hosbill was standing up between the battlements, in full view of the attacking brown rats, singing a loud dirge-like challenge, kissing the rapier blade, then pointing it toward the foe as he sang out threateningly. The Gausam warriors swayed slowly, chanting the chorus.